Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for the encouragement. I appreciate and I'm humbled. May the good Lord bless you all as we continue today on daily devotion with the word of encouragement. We'll continue with the thought that we started yesterday. The rod of God in his hand. We will read the scripture reference we are using, Exodus chapter 4, verse 20. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. So we see that the rod of God was in his hands. God still considered the rod or the stick that Moses was using as his. And we saw that God chose you and I and placed us in the hands of the Lord Jesus because we are useful. Now today we want to continue with the rod of God in his hands. We see that the rod that Moses picked, it was put to the right use. It was used for its intended purpose of shepherding the animals that were placed under the care of Moses. And it was also used for Moses as he was walking to aid his walk. So what do we see? As Moses was picking that rod, in his mind, he knew the purpose why he was picking it. And he knew the purpose of the rod, that the rod was supposed to fulfill in his hands. My brothers and sisters, let's read in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. There is the story of Elisha and the children of Israel. These children, they wanted to expand the land where they were because the land was becoming too small for them. So they asked Elisha to go with them to cut the wood. But there was a young man who had a borrowed axe. He had borrowed an axe that he was using for cutting down wood. As they were cutting down the wood, something happened. The beam of the axe had to fail in water. And this young man, one thing that we see, he was able to acknowledge that it was not his axe. He cried and said, "Alas, my master, for it was borrowed." Now you find those words in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. When you read, let me start from verse 4 to 5. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." Number one thing that I want us to look at is this tool that was placed in the young man's hands. Hallelujah. So the tool that was placed in the young man's hand, the young man was able to acknowledge that this was a borrowed axe. Brother, my sister, God has given us many things in this world. But one thing we should acknowledge, even the life that we have, it is a borrowed life. It does not belong unto us. But God desires for you and I to use it for its intended purpose. To worship him, to praise him. All these blessings that God has placed in your hands, the jobs, your family, your children, your neighbors, your relatives, he has put it in your hands for us to put it to right use. This young man took this axe and he had to put it to the right use of cutting wood. My brother, we have received a precious message. I want to ask a question to you, my brother and sister. Are we putting this message to the right use? Because the same message is the right thing that God has placed in our lives. But again, it may not be put to the right use. This message also can be misused. But God desires for you and I to put this message to the right use. for us to use it for its intended purpose. The message has become a tool in some places that is used to chase others. It has become a tool that is used to condemn others. The message is a tool to bring people to Christ. So God has placed this message in us. It is in our hands. The rod of God in our hands, it has to be put to its use. We have to use it for its purpose. Hallelujah. But as we are putting it to use as well, trouble may come. Discouragement may come. The devil also will come to attack. But God is always with us. Just like we see that Elisha was with them. When the beam of the axe had to fall in water, the young man cried. He acknowledged that this was a borrowed axe. The second thing we see, he had to put the axe to its use. I believe and trust that you and I, when we acknowledge that our life is borrowed, and when we realize and do what God desires for us to do, God will always come through for us no matter what we face. Because we are the rod of God in his hand, put to the right use. See? We are fulfilling his will. It means we are walking in his will. As men as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons and daughters of God. It means we are being led by the Spirit of God to fulfill the purpose that God desires for us to fulfill. Then God is with us, and God will come through for us. We see in Romans 8, verse 28, it says, all things work for good to them that love the Lord, they that are called according to his purpose, according to his purpose. So there is a purpose one must fulfill. So the rod of God in his hand, it has a purpose to fulfill. Just like we see the axe that this young man borrowed, it had a purpose to fulfill, and that was to cut wood. So, and the young man put it to the right use, just like God desires for us to be put to the right use. Amen. So that we fulfill that purpose. But here's the challenge that came. The beam of the axe started drowning. As it came out of the axe, it started drowning. My brother, my sister, whatever you face, whatever trouble you may face, as long as you are fulfilling the purpose of God, then the rod of God in his hand, his word, will bring you out of that situation. His word, it will pull you out of the seas in which you have been drowning. You may have been drowning in depression. You may have been drowning in discouragement. You may have been drowning in bitterness, in anger, but you were in the house of the Lord fulfilling the purpose of God. But circumstances of life are to put you in a place in which you didn't realize that you are drowning. God's word is able to bring you out. Just like we see Elisha to cut a stick and put it into his hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We see again in the hands of Elisha there is a rod. There is a stick. And Elisha knows that the stick will be able to bring the beam out of the water. And the beam was swimming when Elisha placed it exactly where it had fell into. He was placing the stick on the exact point, my brother. My sister, God's word cannot fail you. God, he is able to bring you out of that circumstance because you are the rod of God in his hand, fulfilling his will. You are a rod of God in his hand who is cutting the wood because you desire for the work of God to be expanded. You desire for another sinner to come into the kingdom of God. You desire for the lost souls to hear the word of God. You have been supporting the work of God. You have been in prayers, interceding. You have been there helping financially. You are fulfilling the intended purpose of God, and God will be able to come through for you regardless of what you face. So you are a child of God who is fulfilling the intended purpose of God. God has not forsaken you. He shall never leave you nor forsake you. He is always there. He is nearby. The only thing is to acknowledge like the young man, alas, my master, for it was borrowed. God will hear your prayer. Another thing is, don't Come out of the will of God. Let us stay and fulfill the purpose that God desires for us to fulfill. Hallelujah. So we are the rod of God with the purpose to fulfill here on earth. My brother, my sister, continue standing in the place of God. Continue fulfilling the will of the Lord. Whatever you face, remember, God is near you. God is with you, and he'll be able to come through for you. Let us cry unto him in prayer, regardless of what we face. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we see here Elisha with the stick that he cut, placing it where the beam had drowned into the water, or had sunk into the water, and the beam came swimming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is merciful. God is gracious. We can see another thing that the Lord did for you and I. The beam is a stone or iron. And the stick, they are two different things. But God brought the beam swimming out of the water. It was attracted unto the stick. Oh, praise the Lord. God is merciful, my brother, my sister. Let us continue fulfilling the purpose of God so that we people who are the stony heart can be attracted to the word of God, and our hearts were transformed and depressed into us, or created into us the heart of the flesh, so that we may become like his son, Jesus Christ. We were attracted to something that was different from us. Jesus is righteous. We were an unrighteous people, but we got attracted to his word, and the word of God has transformed us. The word of God has changed us. My brother, my sister, God is very merciful. God is very wonderful. Let us stand in his will. Let us continue fulfilling his purpose, so that others who still got stone hearts, like it is put in the book of Jeremiah, that I shall change the heart of stone in them and create the heart of the flesh, and I shall put my law in their hearts. I shall write on my law in their hearts, so that they may keep my statutes and fulfill them. So God saying they will keep my law and be able to do them, meaning to fulfill his purpose, to fulfill the intended purpose of that law which he put in our heart. Not the heart of stone anymore, but the heart of stone was attracted to the word of God, and God had to transform it into the heart of the flesh. Let us continue testifying of the goodness of the Lord, that others who still have the heart of stone, they may be attracted to the rod, the message which God has placed into your hand, for them to be transformed as well, so that they can also fulfill their purpose. The good Lord bless you all. Shalom.